Thank you. And it came to pass that the people said in their hearts,
If the Lord is with us, where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about? We have been given no miraculous signs, no prophets are left, and none of us knows how long we must wait.
O Lord, our souls yearn for you in the night. Our spirits long for you in the morning. We wait for you are the desire of our hearts. Then the Lord said, Before you I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
Yeah. us a son is given to us, a child is born. He shall rule in peace forever. Zion will be restored. Sing with jubilation, sing out in expectation. Sing to every nation, sing out the glad Noel. Sing to us a son is given to us, a child is born. He shall rule in peace forever. He will be Lord of lords.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel appeared to a virgin named Mary. And he said to her,
"Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God and will give birth to a son. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and his kingdom will never end."
Then Mary glorified the Lord and rejoiced, for the prophet Isaiah had told of these things.
A virgin will be a child and will give birth to a son. Therefore, daughters of Zion, rejoice. Your king is coming, the Holy One, the Savior of the world.
Rejoice, rejoice.
And Mary went to Bethlehem with Joseph, to whom she was pledged to be married. While they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
There were shepherds living in the fields nearby, watching their flocks under the starry skies of night. An angel of the Lord appeared and told them,
I bring good news of great joy. This day a Savior has been born, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The shepherds said to one another,
Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened.
And they hurried and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they had seen him, the shepherds returned, glorifying God for all they had heard and seen. And all who heard of it were amazed by what the shepherds had told them.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
And the star went ahead of them until it came to rest over the place where the child lay. And when they saw it, they were overjoyed. They bowed down before the child and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. And all this was to fulfill the words of the prophet.
"I who created the stars and the heavens and stretched them out, I will make you a light for the Gentiles. Nations will come for you to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn."
Saw you never in the twilight when the sun had left the skies. Up in heaven the clear stars shining through the gloom like silver eyes. So of old the wise men watching saw a little stranger star, and they knew the King was given, and they followed from afar.
Would you now
Look to the Lord and seek his face. Remember his wonders and the miracles he has done. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For he has caused the blind to see and the deaf to hear, the lame to dance and the silent to sing for joy.
He has released the prisoners from darkness into light, and he has comforted the grieving and turned their sadness into joy. For God is able to meet all of our needs through Jesus Christ.
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God.
Come all ye faithful
There is a time for everything and a season for every purpose under heaven. The Lord said,
unless you saw miraculous signs and wonders, you would not believe. Therefore, I have astounded my people with wonder upon wonders.
This is the season of wonders. Give thanks to the Lord. Tell the nations what he has done.
How great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders.
To show our appreciation for the leadership and worship today. You may be seated. Let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Holy and gracious and loving God, it is a miracle and a blessing and a privilege to know that as we have gathered in this place and in this time, as we have come together to unite our voices and our lives, that you are right here in our midst. Because God is with us, Emmanuel. We pray in this Advent season, Lord, that you would continue to prepare us, prepare our hearts and our souls to receive the Christ child once more, to receive into our world and into our midst the return of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. We pray, Lord, you would not only prepare us, but prepare this world for that day when every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It is in his name that we lift to you these prayers, and it is with his words that we unite our voices in prayer, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.